Good morning, this is David, and today's reading is taken from Genesis chapter 46, verse 8, through to the end of the chapter on verse 34. So let's continue reading this through. Now, these are the names of the descendants of the page. Of Israel, who came into Egypt, Jacob and his sons, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, and the sons of Reuben, Hanok, Palu, Hezron, and Carmi, the sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman, the sons of Levi, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari, the sons of Judah, Onan, Shelah, Perez, and Zerah. But and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Perez were Hezron and Hamul, the sons of Issachar, Tola, Puva, Yob, and Shimron, the sons of Zebulun, Sered, Elon, and Jahalil. These are the sons of Leah, whom she bore to Jacob in Padan Aram, together with his daughter Dinah. Altogether, his sons and his daughters numbered 33. The sons of Gad, Ziphion, Haggai, Shuni, Esbon, Eri, Aradai, and Areli. The sons of Asher, Imnah, Ishvah, Ishvi, Beriah, with Sarah, their sister. And the sons of Beriah, Heber, and Malkiel. These are the sons of Zilpah, whom Laban gave to Leah, his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 16 persons. The sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. And to Joseph in the land of Egypt were born Manasseh and Ephraim, whom Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bore to him. And the sons of Benjamin, Bela, Becher, Ashbel, Gera, Naaman, Ehi, Rosh, Mopin, Hoppin, and Ard. These are the sons of Rachel who were born to Jacob, 14 persons in all. The sons of Dan, Hushim, the sons of Naphtali, Jahaziel, Guni, Jezer, and Shillem. These are the sons of Bilhah, whom Laban gave to Rachel his daughter, and these she bore to Jacob, 7 persons in all. All the persons belonging to Jacob who came into Egypt, who were his own descendants, not including Jacob's sons' wives, were 66 persons in all. And the sons of Joseph who were born to him in Egypt were 2. All the persons of the house of Jacob who came into Egypt were 70. He had sent Judah ahead of him to Joseph to show the way before him in Goshen, and they came into the land of Goshen. Then Joseph prepared his chariot and went up to meet Israel his father in Goshen. He presented himself to him and fell on his neck and wept on his neck a good while. Israel said to Joseph, "Now let me die, since I have seen your face and know that you are still alive." Joseph said to his brothers and to his father's household, "I will go up and tell Pharaoh, and will say to him, 'My brothers and my father's household, who were in the land of Canaan, have come to me, and the men are shepherds, for they have been keepers of livestock. And they have brought their flocks and their herds and all that they have.' When Pharaoh calls you and says, 'What is your occupation?' you shall say, 'Your servants have been keepers of livestock from our youth, even until now, both we and our fathers, in order that you may dwell in the land of Goshen. For every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians.'" Like a good film, isn't it? Everybody likes a happy ending. Joseph reunited with his father after all that has befallen him. So he falls on his neck and weeps and just embraces him. You know, it's similar to the parable of the prodigal son, isn't it? When the father sees his son, you know, they're reunited. And when you look at this list of names, you think, this is the people coming out of the land of Canaan, where we can see over the previous chapters that this family was starting to become integrated into the ways of Canaan, the things that were contrary to what God wanted for them to live. So we see a family being taken out of Canaan, bringing them into Egypt. But they are separated from the Egyptians in the land of Goshen. So Lord is developing a nation. He's taken a family out of Canaan. He's bringing them into the land of Egypt. And then we know that they eventually came out of Egypt as a nation set free. And there's a very interesting comment right at the end of this chapter. And it says, in order that you may dwell in the land of Goshen, for every shepherd is an abomination to the Egyptians. In the Bible, Egypt and Babylon are often used as to describe the ways of the world. And this is so right, isn't it? The shepherd, the great shepherd of the sheep, is an abomination to this world, because people do not want to know. They just reject Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep. But he's called us a great nation, his people, so that we can present Jesus to people, and that we can reveal through his word and through our actions, we can reveal Jesus to people to set them free, that he may change their lives. So let's just pray. Father God, we just thank you. When we look through this complex list of names, Lord, we can see your hand at work, and we know, because you've given us your word, Lord, we know the history that lays ahead from this point, Lord, that how you are developing this family right back from Abraham and through his sons, Lord, you're taking this family and creating a nation. Lord, I just thank you that you set that nation free and took them into the promised land, Lord. And Lord, likewise, you've set us free. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice on the cross. And Lord, how you are indeed the great shepherd of the sheep. You care for your flock, Lord. When we look back from the generations, Lord, we just see your faithfulness at work in our lives. Lord, and I just thank you, and we just praise you, and we just ask you that you continue to develop us so that we can continue to share the great shepherd with those around us. Lord, we know that many just don't want to know, but Lord, we know that there are people out there earmarked by you to be revealed, that this great shepherd may indeed set them free through, because of what you did on the cross. So we just thank you and praise your name, Lord. Amen.